Okay, hello podcast people. I'm here with Adam in a car on our way, halfway back from halfway.
We're gonna have a fight.
Halfway through an almost 4-hour drive.
More like 4.5 hours
through
now.
Florida, the worst, most boring part of Florida.
We got stuck in a bunch of detours.
And we just hit a bunch of love bugs, which are these gross things that hit the ceiling.
Hit the windshield,
and they stick to it, and it's disgusting.
Motherfuckers.
Anyways, I decided to turn this episode into our arena for our fight, because we've been fighting since Friday? No, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, Tuesday. I didn't know we were still fighting, but apparently we still are, so here we go. Anyways, so I don't know if anybody knows the story, but I went to Florida with my friends to go see another friend, and Adam and our child went to see his parents in another part of Florida. We were supposed to meet up on Sunday, and I was going to drive back to his parents with him, so we could all fly home together. But Adam decided to change the plan and come early while my friend Lori had plans to take us to Miami. So needless to say, Adam got there earlier and we left a little before he got there. And
yeah, very little bit before I got there.
Yeah, it's okay. Very little bit before I got there. And he was angry because
a 4.5-hour drive, get there, have nobody to fucking talk to. And she's, I'm off to Miami. I'll be back in 9 hours.
Yeah, I didn't say that. And I don't sound like that, so shut up. So
okay, you sound like that.
And he knew that we were going to go do something, so I don't know why he started bitching. And first of all, tell them about how you're always bitching about how you want to be alone to do your own thing and go to the beach and go do stuff on your own and not have to stress and worry about anything. And so he actually gets this chance and he complains. Because why? Still waiting.
Because I didn't get invited.
No, you got invited. I told you where we were and he didn't come.
Well, they can't see text.
Well,
I can
okay.
Show you the text where not one of them even mentions maybe you should come.
No,
or,
because
or
that
why
was.
Why don't you come hang out with us?
Because that was just implied.
We are at this restaurant.
Yeah,
and
but that was,
away. Like, that was
yes,
to be
because
my
that
to
was
there?
Supposed to be your cue to know that I said we just got here, so you knew that we had time, we were going to be there for a while, and before we left, you asked where I was, and I said on my way to Miami, and then you said you had a car, and you just went to Miami, where, so you sounded like you wanted to come, but I didn't know where we were going until we got there, because Lori was in charge of everything, but when as soon as we got there, I texted him and told him where we were, and he says, it's too late now. I'm drunk. I made friends in the bar, and I'm happy, and so have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, but he didn't mean that, obviously.
I was trying to be polite, so I didn't ruin her night.
Oh, but you did.
But I did, in fact, meet people at the bar, and I was hanging out with them, but I would have much rather been hanging out with the people I went there to see.
No, you mean me.
Not strangers that I just met at a bar.
So he wanted me to have a good time, but instead he decided to make me pay for 2 days straight. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
that
tell them the real story.
What real story?
And you went on for 45 minutes and didn't say you're sorry.
Yeah, because
you went on about how this was your trip and I ruined it for you.
No, I said that you knew that we were going to spend time going there, and we were doing stuff, and it was Thais's last day here, and we were going to do stuff, and we weren't going to sit around waiting, and Lori paid somebody to drive us there, and she...
Yeah, 10 minutes before I got there.
Yeah, it wasn't 10 minutes, and you weren't supposed to be there till later anyway.
It was obvious she just wanted to be alone with the girls and wanted nothing to do with me. So after about 4 or 5 hours at the bar, I was angry. And I was pissed drunk, and after about 7 hours, I threw up all over the place. So by then, I'm really angry. And then she's still not home, and it's like 11:30 at night.
And whose fault? I told you that wasn't my fault. I told you I was trying to get home. But
I was perfectly happy all the way up till 10:30. The hours just kept going
by. And was I driving? Was I driving?
I got there at 3:30. She still wasn't home at 11 something.
Was I driving?
No.
Okay, then I can't control when we come back. Isn't that why, like, people take their own car so they can control when they can leave and stuff like that? Well, I didn't have a car, so I can't do that. And you didn't want to come. I told you right when we got there. And that was like a big, huge hint. I said what bar we were at, what restaurant we were at. And that we just got there. And you had a car. You could have came, but you didn't want to. You said, don't worry. It's too late. I made some friends.
By then it was 8 o'clock. You're talking about those things.
No, I'm talking about when we got there. After I said we were on our way to Miami, I called you the minute that we got there. I texted you. I can't text you about where we are if we're not there. And I don't know where there is. Okay, so anyways, what happened? So we were fighting because he was moping. He came, disappeared, I don't know where to. Finally came back to the hotel and said, fuck you, and passed out.
I said, go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because you tried to act like it was all normal and everything was all okay.
No, I was trying to be nice and friendly because you just got there. But you couldn't have that. And instead, I get a go fuck yourself and back. A back turned. So, yeah. So that was the first night. And then...
And then the second night, she decides...
Then the next day...
The next day... She wakes up.
He says he doesn't want to hang out, Lori, so...
I say, I don't want to hang out with the girl who purposely made Erica stay out all night knowing that I was there.
So I'm getting ready, and I'm saying, well, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? No answer. Nothing.
I'm still mad at this point.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? Sit there and wait until, 10 hours until you decide not to be mad and do nothing? So why weren't you saying what you wanted to do if you wanted to do something?
I didn't know what to do. I just got there.
Okay, but you didn't want to hang out with Lori, the person that actually knows what to do.
And I was also badly hungover, thrown up all night.
So you wanted to sit in the hotel room?
No.
Well, then, see? Can't win.
I wanted to do something that just me and you.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. You didn't say anything.
I had no chance to. You had people there the whole time.
No, they left. Barbara didn't come back till she came back a couple hours later to introduce her son, whatever, but we were alone from 2 o'clock on, and you didn't say anything. Still tried to get you to do something, still didn't want to do anything. So finally, Lori was like, let's go to the bar, meet at the bar at 5 o'clock, whatever, and I'm like,
alright, we're going to go to the night before.
You did not suggest anything else. How am I supposed... I told you this a million times. I can't read your mind. I'm not psychic.
But I was still nice, cordial the whole time.
Yeah, you went and you gave me the evil eye the entire time. I was talking to this lovely old gentleman with beautiful blue eyes. And he was giving me the evil eye while I'm trying to be friendly and talk to a stranger. But no. And then he just kept moping around. Lori finally apologized because she felt bad. And I apologized earlier because
Lori
it was like, say sorry.
Lori did what you could. Said, I'm selfish.
Oh my God,
sorry.
I didn't do anything to you. I didn't know I had to say sorry. There was nothing to be sorry for. I wasn't controlling anything. And I was texting you the whole time. You were already
leaving out a lot of details about
that. You already ruined my time because I was texting you the whole time, worried.
The plan was when I
that you were gonna come there Sunday night.
I called you at 12:30. When I got the car and said, "Okay, I'm on my way," what did you say? "Okay. Bye. Love you."
Yeah, that didn't mean...
But you knew damn well you were going to Miami right when I was about to get there.
No, I didn't.
You didn't let me know that because you didn't want me to not come. No, I didn't because... You were nervous that you might not get a ride home.
No, I didn't because Lori... What do you mean? Of course I'm nervous. You need to change my plans so that you would come pick me up. And if you didn't come, then I was stuck in freaking... What? In a part of Florida without any ride and any plane ticket or anybody? Well, I don't know what you did. You said fuck off and you went to bed. So how the fuck do I know? You were doing a lot of shit that you didn't normally do. And you were like completely ignoring me for like 2 days. So, yeah. What was I supposed to do? I get it. You were hurt. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. But I didn't do that on purpose. And Lori apologized because Lori knew it was her fault. She's the one that kept us out. Taisa and me wanted to go back. So.
And then. And then every what? Time I try to mention it or bring it up, I threw another tantrum at. Threatened to go get a new plane at 3 in the morning. Started calling everybody, waking them up.
I didn't wake anybody up. No, because if I had to find a new plane and get out of there, then I had to do it soon.
And again, all I wanted to do was sleep.
Yeah, well.
And you had to throw your little tantrum.
I can't sleep when I don't know where I'm fucking going. Or what my plans are, or what I'm doing. Okay, you can go off and do what you want. Your parents are here, everything's here. I don't have anybody here. So, I don't know how you didn't expect me to worry about that.
Well, I just expected you to tell me that you were going to Miami.
And I did tell you that. And I even told you where we were when we got there.
Lori told me, she told you last week about the plans for Miami.
And I told you that we were going to Miami.
I
told you when she mentioned it because I was excited about it because I wanted to go, but she would never want to go. And I told you that she wanted to go this time. But you just don't remember that because you don't remember things like that anymore. And there's a lot of stuff going on, which is fine if you don't remember, but I was the one making all these plans, so of course I remember everything. I had to freaking make all the plans to make sure everything was going. Because I didn't want Daisy to be bored or Robert or whatever because I made them come and whatever.
Just me.
No. You wanted to come because I thought you wanted to just be with me and bring me back to Orlando.
Yes, I wanted to drive 4 hours just to...
Well, if you didn't want to do that, I could have left, remember? I told you I would have left on the 10th by myself. And you didn't want me to do that. You wanted us to spend time together. So I said, okay. And you were supposed to be there before Thais left, which was Monday morning. And that's what I thought your plans were, was to come in late so that you could be there just when they left. So it would be just me, you, and not them anymore. You never said you wanted to hang out with Thais or any of them.
Told me that there was some kind of beach concert we were all going to go to on Sunday
night. No, I said there was a beach concert. No, I said there was a beach concert, the Eagles thing. That's what I was talking about. I didn't know when it was. I said it was a Friday night thing.
So you knew by the time I got down there Sunday, and you had already had 4 days by yourself to do whatever you wanted.
No, not to do whatever we wanted. It was freaking raining, and it was horrible.
It was common sense. You should know that I would want if we could do something.
Yes, and we were going to the next night. But you were not in the mood because you got so drunk the night before that you didn't want to do anything.
I was sick.
Yeah, well, you were sick because you got yourself sick.
Yeah. Why did I get myself sick?
Because you came early and you got upset there's nobody there. And you were actually in the position that you've always begged to be in. Alone, doing what you want, going on the beach, doing all that shit. I even told you to go to the hotel, you could have went to the pool, you could have done anything. You said your parents didn't let you relax, you could have relaxed there, but you didn't want to do that either. I don't understand. If there's something I'm missing, just tell me. If you didn't want to be alone, then why do you say it? You couldn't be alone at your parents, you couldn't be alone anywhere, so this was the perfect opportunity for you, and then you were upset. Fun. This is our real life. It's very exciting, isn't it? Say bye, Adam.